From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Myanmar opposition party wins in apparent landslide. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party has won the first seats in what is expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Steve Herman has more for VOA.
Opposition supporters were jubilant as initial and very preliminary returns announced showed the National League for Democracy in the lead. Comprehensive official results of the voting could take as long as 1 week. But even if the NLD secures a landslide victory, its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is ineligible to become president. During its rule, Myanmar's military junta made sure of that, injecting a clause in the constitution excluding anyone with a non-Myanmar spouse or foreign children from the highest office. Steve Herman, VOA News, Yangon.
These first official election results were announced shortly after Aung San Suu Kyi expressed confidence her party would win the historic vote in a speech to supporters outside NLD headquarters in Yangon. But she did not claim outright victory, with the vote still being counted. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st Russian airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board. Some 5,000 British citizens were expected to depart by the end of the day on Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Sinai resort. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has condemned the beheading of a group of civilians by Islamic State militants in a southern region scene of a deadly clashes between rival Taliban factions. Local police in Zabul province reported Sunday that IS fighters brutally murdered seven people, including three women and one